after he signed up with the Coors Light team doing the monster trucks, he was doing three jumps a weekend. And a lot of these jumps were indoor arenas, you know, some of them no bigger than the Civic Center where they had the monster trucks. And it was very, very hard to do this for him because you got an arena that you got to come in the back door and make the jump and land and stop before you hit a cement wall. So three of these a weekend, he was hitting the hay bales every jump. So finally, he got to piss and match with the guys and told them.
United Sports, they called it.
United Sports.
Yeah, that was the name of the company.
And he decided, well, I'll go on my own. And he had a couple different managers. But I did every jump with him except two or three from 1987 to 2003, which was 69 of them. And I did six live Fox shows. We had the Daredevil Duel. We had the Robbie got his big break in 1987 when he jumped the Silver Bowl in Las Vegas. He jumped over 23 cars at one of these tractor pulls and monster trucks. And that kind of opened the door for him to go back to Caesars in April of 1989 and jump the fountains. And that was live on Showtime television.
Right.
And that was a whole couple weeks of itself setting up the Caesars jump because Evil was there. And
that was the first time they'd gotten back together since they left in Florida.
Yeah.
Or no, they did, excuse me, they did a jump in Portland the year before.
Yeah.
And Robbie came out there and they did it, and then it was a disaster because Evil wanted all the money.
So,
but then they did put Caesars together, made it through that. But, you know, I was, one of the stories on that is the morning of the jump, we're out there, and my father, I know Alan knows my father, he came down, you know, the half of Butte was down there for Robbie's jump. And my dad's out there walking across that walkway, and he said, what are you guys doing with all that extra scaffolding stuff? I said, oh, the scaffolding company, you know, they use it as a promo. We just brought as much in. He said, why don't you guys build that ramp a little longer? I said, oh, wow, I know. We got so much stuff to do today. And so I said to Joey Ferroni, he goes, hey, why don't you guys build about another 10-foot by 10-foot box and put it in front of that landing? And so they did, and they were painting it black when the lights came on and took off with the paintbrush and stuff. When Robbie landed, we're standing on there. He goes, where did I land? I said, right there, Rob. He goes, that's my back tire? I said, no, that's your front tire. The landing ramp originally would have been about where you're sitting. He came up about 3 feet short.
Yeah, he would have been
He would have decapitated himself. Because the thing is, Evil, which he, when he started doing the jumping, he always put something in between. So he's basically jumping a bridge, you know, instead of an open gap. But it would make it like, I'm going to jump double-decker buses. But if he came up short, he'd bounce off the bus instead of off into the ramp. So, you know, but at Caesars, there was no, with the fountains there, you could not do any, practice runs or any things. So what we did is we went out to an old drag strip and reenacted it. But the asphalt at Caesars is about the top of this table, just completely smooth. And in this old drag strip out there, was the asphalt was real rough because, so we still didn't get a real good. So when he was he'd take his runs, but if only get about halfway there, he'd have to shut down. But he was trying, and he was having a heck of a time getting enough traction to get his speed up to go there. And then when he landed, he was going right into a parking garage there.
So. Yeah, that's well, and they only give him 400 feet to the edge of the property there for his runway, and that's the U-shaped driveway in front of the fountains there. And there's, you know, a million cars go through there a year, and the pavement was like oil, you know, from all the cars and rubber and stuff in there. So he couldn't get much traction. He was shifting as fast as he can. Luckily, he made it over there and lived.
Luckily, we put that other piece of ramp there.
If there wouldn't have been that other chunk of safety deck, he'd have been dead on live TV.